We met with students, we met with mental health professionals, and we changed what we do because of that. And so I've been kind of curious as to why the fire article picked up, because we've really done what they've all asked for. We don't limit the speech of our students, but we also wanted to make sure that we were doing what's in the very best interest for a student in crisis and the students that they live with. We heard a lot of suggestions. We heard a lot of talk about how best to manage that, and our student life professionals took that to heart. Our counseling folks took that to heart and implemented what we now think is really the best practice.